And Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 talking with Ty Block, and it's not Scottsdale, and it's not spring training. It's the big leagues. It's September. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell us about the season in Sacramento, because we do that minor league report every Sunday, and we've been talking about the good low-hit games, the complete games, and how you pitched in Sacramento. Tell us about your season and why the breakthrough.
You know, I think the big thing was we had a really good support staff down there this year. Dwight Bernard was awesome, pitching coach for me. Had Miguel Olivo, Andrew Susat catching me most of the time. They did a great job for me behind the plate. They really helped me kind of grow into my role as a starter and kind of find my stuff, figure out how I need to execute pitches, get ahead of hitters, that kind of thing.
Well, if you look at this stuff, it's pinpoint control. Watching you in Chicago, pinpoint. You pitch in Chicago, right?
I think Colorado.
You pitch in Colorado. Not an easy place, but pinpoint control. That's what I like.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing for me. My stuff's not going to be super overpowering, but I'm going to be able to locate pitches and use my off-speed effectively, get some swing and misses, and get some weak contact.
How'd the Sacramento team do? I know we had so many people up here during the year.
You know, we had a pretty good year. We kind of had a slow start, which kind of hurt us coming down the stretch in the playoff run. But we finished real strong, played strong in the second half. So guys were really competitive. But like you said, we had a lot of guys come up here and contribute. I think that was a big thing, is we had guys like Grant Green, Ramiro Pena, Ruben Tejada, you know, Mac, Jarrett Parker. They all came up here and did a great job filling in for some injured players.
Well, you're in Sacramento, you're AAA, you could be a million miles away, but you're only 90 miles away. Do you feel connected to the team? You get to listen to me on the radio. I mean, what's it like connecting to the giant major league team when you're in Sacramento?
You know, it's great. We're always watching the games in the clubhouse. Most of the time we're playing around the same time, so we're always checking the scores during the game, seeing how the big club is doing. That's really important to a lot of us down there.
All right, let's talk a little bit about you. Creighton University, we always talk about that. Tell the fans a little bit about growing up. Now you're in the big leagues, and everyone's going to say, where'd the guy come from?
Well, I'm originally from Denver, so being able to make my debut at Coors Field was really special. Do that in front of a lot of friends and family. And then Omaha, Creighton University, great place. Jesuit school, they really treat us really well over there.
How'd you end up at Creighton?
I went to a Jesuit high school, Regis Jesuit High School in Denver, so I really liked the faith aspect of it and the education piece, so I wanted somewhere that was going to be kind of consistent with what I had in high school, and Creighton was a nice fit.
Very good. All right, now you're refreshing my memory on Colorado. You had quite a fan club there in Colorado.
Yeah, that was really fun, having all my friends and family there. It was a really neat experience to be able to share that with as many people as I was able to.
Were you nervous coming in?
Yeah, anytime you're going to be able to make your major league debut, you're going to be a little nervous, but it was great to have Brownie back there behind the plate. I threw to him all year last year, and he really kind of helped settle me down, and after you throw that first pitch in there, it's baseball all over again.
How many passes did you leave?
I just left them for my immediate family and stuff, so I wasn't too bad, but I was really appreciative of the hundreds of people that came out every day to watch me play.
All right, Ty Block with us. As you can tell, he's up in the big leagues. What do you think of this ballpark as we sit here in the dugout looking out at Chase Field?
It's kind of amazing to see the transformation. The roof was open earlier. It was hot. And about 20 minutes later, they had it closed, and it's nice and cool. They got the AC pumping. It's a neat ballpark.
Well, you're in the middle of a pennant race. 23 games to go as we sit here on Friday. It's a big weekend in Arizona, then back home in San Francisco. How do you feel about the pennant race? And you've seen a lot of the last week of baseball.
You know, I think this is a big series for us. Anytime you get in a stretch run, especially playing division opponents, should be a good test for us. And hopefully we can kind of get back on track and find some winning ways.
What about you coming out of the bullpen? Because you've been a starter, and I've seen it. It's been training you relieved a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. But how does it feel relieving? Is it different for you warming up? Do you need a lot of time? What's it like?
I think it's just one of those things that you're asking a lot of questions, getting some feedback from guys who have been there, kind of had similar roles. Chris Stratton, Clayton Blackburn kind of did the same thing when they were up here earlier this year, so they really helped me out. Chris Heston, same thing. So being able to pick those guys' brains, and we've got a great staff here too, so it's been a good transition.
How's Chris Heston doing?
He's good. He's rehabbing from an oblique injury, but he's looking pretty good the last couple outings.
Well, I'll use you for the scouting report. Clayton Blackburn?
Yeah, Clayton, he finished really strong down there in Sacramento and threw the ball really well for us coming down the stretch.
You got to see a lot of the Dodgers AAA team. What do you think of De Leon and Urias and those guys?
You know, we didn't get to face either of those guys when Oklahoma City came to us. We only played them for one series, and it was pretty early on in the year. So we didn't see either of those guys. I think it was right when Urias got called up. So we didn't see any of them. But
all right, so did you know you were coming up to the big leagues, or did they surprise you?
It was one of those things that you just keep trying to get better every day, and you hope you put yourself in a good enough position. But I didn't know beforehand whether or not I was going to be able to have this opportunity, so I'm really thankful to be here.
Yeah, how did you find out about it?
Jose Aguacil called us all into his office, the five of us who were coming up, and told us all that we were going up and meeting the team. So that was pretty cool.
What was your first call?
My first call was to my parents. Called them, and that was pretty emotional. Called my sister out at Creighton. She's there playing soccer now, so called her, called my girlfriend. It was pretty neat.
All right, so a little surreal to you. I mean, you've been the prospect. You and Clayton have been the two guys, Chris Stratton as well, you know, at the top end of the farm system. But a little surreal, you made it.
Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling knowing that you're here, but you know that the work's just beginning, because the goal is to not just be here, it's to help contribute here and stay here. So that's the goal, is just keep getting better every day and help this team win some ball games.
All right, well, I can't wait to see you pitch again, and maybe you'll get a start, who knows, but it's good to see you. I'm glad you made it.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, very good. All right, that's Ty Block. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.